More than 300 American troops have been killed in Afghanistan this year alone as the fight against the Taliban continues. The war started in 2001. One of the reasons the struggle has lasted so long is the Taliban's role delivering local justice, winning popularity by resolving disputes. But the Afghan government and local police are starting to make inroads to change that. The BBC's David Loyan reports from Helmand Province.
A normal day in the police headquarters in Helmand, where the sound of Schubert on a ringtone on a cheap mobile phone might be a call that would save a life.
Hello, my name is Fahim Shinwari. I am the Crime Stopper analyst. This is the Crime Stopper office. The people are calling from many DCs and from large cities. Well, they are telling their problems.
Are many of the calls genuinely, well, there's one coming in now.
Yeah. Bali, assalamu alaikum.
They get around 300 calls a day, patiently listening to hundreds of nuisance calls, waiting for the one tip-off about the planting of a bomb. But most callers want to complain about police corruption.
Yeah, he said that the police commander soldiers are making illegal checkpoints on the road and stop people from going. Assalamu alaikum. They say that they take from us money, also they take from us motorbikes, vehicles, then they hide those things and say that we are clean, we did nothing.
So you'll put that report into the system here, and your hope is that that would be investigated, because you have the name of the commander.
Yeah, I have the name of the commanders, and also we have a lot of reports against this commander.
Watching all this is British Detective Inspector Dave Purvis. Now, we've had two calls in the half hour I've been here, complaining about the police, in fact, complaining that it's the police who are predatory on people and taking taxes from people on the road.
It's very frustrating, and it erodes trust and confidence within the police. It is slowly getting better, in my opinion, and the closer we are to the large population centres, the better it is. The further out we go, we seem to get more reports of corruption.
Further out, in the villages and farmland of Helmand, the police are notorious as drug-addicted, predatory bandits, a situation that's proved hard to change. It's one reason why the Taliban have made inroads, providing law and order and resolving disputes between neighbours. For the first time, there's now a challenge to that.
I think we are seeing a major improvement since 2008.
Derek Griffiths is trying to stand up local government in a place where it's never existed, a reform process that's essential if security won with so many British lives is to be sustained.
What we've seen across Helmand over the last few years is where districts had strong Taliban influence, the presence of a representative body that understands that it needs a functioning government to deliver services. People have now come on side to engage with the government.
In a room at the back of the district council headquarters, a group of elders are ruling on small disputes between neighbours. On the list today, cases about land and an argument between a youth and a corrupt police officer after a motorbike accident. Agreements are marked with thumbprints in a place where few can read. The head of the Justice Committee, Haji Anwar, says that what they're offering is more progressive than old-style tribal law, where daughters were often handed over to settle disputes. It's cheap, quick, popular, in direct competition with the local justice that's been provided by the Taliban and backed by a district council that's elected. In the Afghan Crime Stoppers office, one sign of increasing confidence is that the number of calls reporting roadside bombs, IEDs, are going up. It's dangerous work.
A lot of Taliban are calling as well, so we are just changing our names.
When the Taliban phone, what do they say to you?
And the Taliban are calling us a lot of the time. They are saying that if you want your life, so you can leave this job.
It's taken a long time, more than 10 years, to build this fragile sense of a better Afghanistan. But at last, local justice, a police force that's tackling its appalling record on corruption, and better Afghan control of security are beginning to provide an alternative to the Taliban here in Helmand.
The BBC's David Loyan in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. In 30 seconds, what would you like to see the U.S. media resolve to do in the new year? We have some thoughts here and now.